If you, somebody has a question for you and you say, well, I don't know, but you better go and him.
Asked.
Okay, so then you say, well, he did, he...
Asked.
Okay, and you say, well, you've made that before.
Asked.
Okay. And these kids cannot get along. Every time they meet each other, they...
Fight.
Okay, and they have...
Fought.
And yesterday they...
Fought.
Okay. If somebody had a big knife and he stuck it into someone, you'd say they...
He stabbed them.
Okay. Do you know any different kinds of big knives?
Machete.
Well, I live...
What is that?
It's a huge knife.
Is it for... any special purpose?
And
I guess it's for chopping wood. As far as I know. Butcher knife.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But not as far as
If there was a funny picture on the blackboard and the teacher might say,
drew that.
Okay. And if you wanted to lift something really heavy, like a piece of machinery up with a pulley block and or a block and tackle, you might say that what you're gonna do is you're gonna
Hoist it?
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, this is to do with more recent stuff, and I guess we can use Fort. We have to talk about Fort Myers if possible. But I would like you to tell me what you consider in terms of maybe map direction or something, the major sections of the city, and what you consider the boundaries to be of those areas, if you can.
The major sections of the city.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I live in Fort Myers proper, which is south of the river.
Yeah.
The river runs east and west.
And
the city proper extends past the city limits, but not as far as the beach, which is, say, 30 miles away. Is that what you're getting
yes,
at?
Yes, exactly.
And then they have what's called East Fort Myers, or it's called sometimes Tice, because it has the city limits, Tice city limits. And I would not consider that Fort Myers. Nor Fort Myers, I don't consider Fort Myers. That's across the river.
Mm.
And it has its own high schools and everything.
Yeah.
Mm. We have a section of Fort Myers that's called Cypress Lake, which I don't consider Fort Myers, which a lot of people do, but I guess they're newcomers.
Mm.
It has its own high school. Yeah.
Are those suburbs? Big place?
Sort of, yeah. And then there's Cape Coral, which used to be a part of Fort Myers, and now it's almost as big as Fort Myers. It's a city in itself. It's across the river. Fort Myers proper isn't any bigger than, say, 8-10 miles east and west, and less than that north and south. Well, it might be. It's not as far down as Cypress Lake. Yeah, it might be 10 miles by 10 miles.
Okay. Do you have one place in Fort Myers where all the main offices of the big banks are?
Mm-hmm. Downtown.
Mm. Yeah, we have.
Okay. And is that where all the big office buildings are?
Yeah.
So you call it the financial district is downtown.
Yeah, I guess it is still. Yeah.
Okay. And are all the biggest or the oldest stores there?
Yes. No, not the biggest stores by any means. No. We have a mall, which is far from downtown, but it's the only mall in town that has the big stores in it. But the oldest stores, Edison Mall.
Okay. Oh, yeah. One of your schools is...
Edison Park. Edison lived in 6 months out of the year in Fort Myers.
I didn't know that.
He has his winter home there and his gardens and his laboratory and everything.
Well, there is
neat. Okay, what do you think of the term uptown meaning?
We don't have an uptown.
Oh.
We just have a downtown.
But it means something else.
I don't know.
Maybe it means the same thing. Some people say.
Yeah. Some people say we're going uptown when they're talking about what I call downtown.
Right. Okay. Okay, do you have any neighborhoods that are like just certain nationality or racial or religious groups?
Yeah, we have what we call the Hill, which is Niggertown. We're very racial.
Uh-huh.
And, it's called the Hill because it is the highest elevation in the county.